Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Cody Stahl got the job done at the St. Croix Bassmaster Open on the Upper Mississippi out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Cody now has qualified for the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic in March, and he's coming up later in the Rapala Winner Circle. Next week, the Bassmaster College Classic Bracket, presented by Lewes, will be at Timms Ford Lake in Tennessee, and Tournament Director Glenn Kale is coming up with the 411 on that event. And in the leadoff role, Elite Series Pro Hunter Shryock is in to talk about the season that was and what's to come. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today, and we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Getting things started with the guy who's had a really nice season. He is a shallow water fisherman, so it'll be interesting to get his take on what the decision was on the forward-facing sonar and what the schedule will be the upcoming year. He is Hunter Shryock, and he lives over there by Chickamauga, and he joins us now in the VMC Hook. Hunter, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me again. And it's looking to be pretty exciting for 2025. Obviously, we've had a lot of turmoil and stuff going on with everything, but the season's been done for about a month, and I am ready to get back after it already.
How much of that turmoil is we're just fishermen? We're going to bellyache about something. We're going to find something to bellyache. How much of it is like real, real legit, and how much of it is just fishermen are by nature, we're going to complain a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything. You throw in social media, as far as we haven't had that in the past, and social media is growing every year. Everybody's able to express their opinions. We're fishermen. We're going to express our feelings, right? Just like anything else. But it's also, we're embarking on something that the sport has really never seen before. So it's, forward-facing sonar has been the big topic, good, bad, all the in between. At the end of the day, we all just want to catch more fish. And it's just we're all trying to feel this out and what's going to be the best way moving forward.
And for all the guys that are, the sky is falling, fishing is ruined, the fans hate it, everything else, we just saw this week that Bass has re-upped with Fox and FS1, and they're expanding the coverage on TV because they had record viewership. So, for people to think that, oh, no, they don't like looking at that, I don't know so much. I mean, they like to watch you guys catch fish. And what I'm excited about in 2025 is the diversity of the schedule, and that there's going to be a lot of different things that they'll see. Yeah, there's some offshore stuff, and Hartwell will be an offshore deal. They'll be chasing herring around there, although those kids that won the college national championship did it in 3 feet of water with buzzbaits, at Hartwell, all largemouth. So there's that in play, and you got Sabine, which will be a different kind of animal, and going up there to the Mississippi River out of La Crosse. We just saw an open up there that, the guy who won it didn't even turn his forward-facing sonar on. He fished all the grass and everything. So I like the diversity in this schedule.
100%. And that's what really does dictate, you know, what we're going to be doing for with using our forward facing sonars, how that schedule sets up. I think there's four river tournaments next season. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to give the, you know, it's going to balance things out a little bit. And it's going to allow some of the shallow water stuff that we've seen in the past that everybody's really fond of kind of rise to the top. Now, the other side of it is everybody's getting so much better with their sonars each year. So we're learning new things that we can do on each body of water. So it's kind of like, you know, what's the trend going to be next year as far as, you know, going to a river tournament, because there's going to become a time where they're going to go to the Sabine River, which is in Texas, super tough fishery, lots of fish in it, but yeah. Someone will figure out how to catch those fish on forward facing sonar, which hasn't really been done before. Right.
Yeah.
So the schedule does help a lot. And at the end of the day, everything's just evolving so quickly. So will be a very interesting year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Hunter Shryock with us. But also, do you think, I've had guys tell me they think the fish are getting conditioned to it a little bit, and that the fish, you know, they're seeing schools swim away from them as fast as they're coming to them. I mean, what do you think? Are they getting conditioned a little bit to that noise?
100%. I mean, when they start getting caught over and over again, they start feeling the boat pressure, and I've seen it for the amount of time that I've really used it. You know, you used to be able to throw at fish and 9 out of 10 of them bite, right? Mm-hmm. Certain scenarios, most of them are going to bite, where now you got to have the right distance from them. You can't spook them, and you got to present the right bait to them, you know, the first time, or it's like game over.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're definitely getting harder to catch, and just figuring out ways to be able to utilize it. Honestly, for me, I could care less either way. I can catch them with it. I can, you know, turn it off and go fishing without it.
Yeah.
It's when you put yourself up against, you know, 100 Bassmaster Elite Series anglers that are best in the world. It's all about maximizing your time, it being super efficient. And that's what forward facing sonar allows you to do. So when I have my active target 2 on, I'm, you know, efficient being able to dissect that fishery and put my bait around fish all day long.
The thing about it that you know, bothered me, if anything, it's not about the fishery. I don't think it's really affecting the fishery. And it's not about, you know, some of the, you know, an angler looking down at his screen, because you guys are looking down at your screen all the time, no matter what. It's the bait. You know what I mean? It's just shaking the minnow. I want to see mm-hmm. some chatterbaits. I want to see some frogs. I want to see a jerkbait. I want to see, you know, different baits in play. And I think that is, you know, makes it really interesting. The thought of, you know, when you see tournament after tournament after tournament, you know, caught or won on a minnow on a jig head, that gets a little bit old. I think that was the part that bothered me a little bit.
Yeah, it does get redundant. And I think it gets redundant for us as anglers, because
right.
It's one of those things where you don't, like I said, I can use it, I can turn it off and not use it. But at the end of the day, some places you have to use it to compete. Right. And then there's other times, I'll give an example, like Smith Lake this year, the ceiling on that tournament, I say ceiling, the overall weight ceiling for that tournament was lower than, let's say, a Lake Fork, where when they're out there pinging a minnow, catching 11 to 13 pounds a day, that gave a shallow water guy an opportunity to catch 11 to 13 pounds or more. Right. So that ceiling was lower, and it allowed, like what I did, I was leading after day one, going down the bank with a chopo and a foot of water, right?
Yeah.
But then you go to a place that's like Lake Fork, the ceiling is so high for pinging, you know, a bait out there that a shallow water guy can't compete with that every day, basically. So it's kind of like pick your poison on when you want to turn that off or
yeah.
turn it on.
Yeah, yeah, Hunter Shryock with us. Just a couple of minutes left, but just to recap your season, what a nice season. you made the cut in every single event except for one. It was basically $10,000 a week for you for all of these, including the Classic, by the way, where you finished in the Classic. It wasn't, I'm sure, as good as you wanted it to be, but still made a nice little check there. But it was an interesting season. You didn't blow anybody away anywhere. I think 11th place at Wheeler was the high water mark for you, but you were very, very consistent all season long. Did it just happen that way, or was it your plan to make sure that you had 10 fish the first 2 days every single tournament?
Yeah, it looks like that on paper for sure. I'm not disappointed about it at all, but really this whole year has just been a weird season for me as far as consistency, and it doesn't look like that on paper, but I would always have one day that just wasn't very good. And usually it was my day threes, whether, you know, I lose fish or I just don't make the right adjustments. And I think that's kind of about what it boiled down to is just, you know, make a left turn when I should have turned right type of situation. But, you know, if you can cash, you know, 8 out of 9 checks, I'm definitely going to take it. It's basically just figuring out how do I get more consistent to get that weight to where you're progressing throughout the event, you know, each and every time. And so hopefully we can build upon this year and start off 2025 super strong.
And you'll be back at Ray Roberts for the Classic out of Fort Worth. Last time up there, 26th place for you, but it was a totally different fishery. This is going to be, you know, a different time of year, so it'll be totally different, I think, this go around. So it's going to be exciting to see. Hunter Shryak has been our guest. Hunter, we appreciate you, man. Always good to catch up with you. Hope things are good over at the Chick, and we will see you out there on the trail at some point.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, man, thank you. A ton of Shryak. Yeah, I know. You know the story. Motorcycle guy, raced motocross, did all that stuff back in the day. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, we have got more. We got Glenn Kale coming up. He's talking about the college bracket that'll be at Tim's Ford Lake next week. We'll get into that with Glenn Kale next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And speaking of Phoenix Boats, you know, Phoenix Boats is housed in Winchester, Tennessee, actually only about a mile and a half from the Bassmaster Radio studios. And of course, as you know, they are a title sponsor, and I run a Phoenix myself, and it's going to be very exciting doings in Winchester coming up when eight of the country's best college anglers from the Strike King Bassmaster College Series, presented by Bass Pro Shops, will be at Tim's Ford Lake for the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic Bracket, which is coming up, presented by Lewes. And we're very excited about all of that action. And joining us to talk about it is our good friend Glenn Kell from Bassmaster. He handles everything on the high school, the youth, and the college level, including the combine that just wrapped up. We'll get to that too. Glenn, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here. And before we get to the bracket, talk about the combine that just wrapped up over at Ingalls Harbor. And, man, I'm always so impressed with these young guys, these high school anglers. And you had a lot of colleges there as well to kind of interview these 100 anglers or so that showed up and as they got to kind of show off their skills.
Yeah, that combine, it's a, you know, this is the fourth year. And the first year I was a college coach, the first year that it started, and then the last 3 years I've had my hand on top of it. So, no, it's great. 100 kids from all over the country, 27 colleges from all over the country, offering some form of scholarship, and putting them under one roof is obviously a great value to the family and a great look for the college anglers. But a great event up there in Decatur, Alabama.
Yeah, that was tremendous stuff, and we'll see. And you know what's going to happen now that we're, you know, 4 years or so into that. We've seen what's happened with the college series, the high school series, going to the college series, and we see all of these guys coming out of the college series qualifying for the elites, and not only qualifying, but doing very well on the elites. So the next step is going to be we're going to start seeing guys that were in the combine in the elites, and it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, how their path goes.
100% that this youth movement of just these young anglers are just phenomenal. They don't have no quit in them. It's just they just grind, you know, and they soak up all the knowledge that they get, and their work ethic is impeccable. So, and it's just a drive and a hunger. So yeah, it's a serious movement right now of the young anglers. I think I think all nine of the open EQs last year are in the top 25 of the top ranked in the classic. Mm-hmm. I think you got the, I mean, right now you got, I know there's five to seven within the top 12 right now, the EQs that are college anglers that just fished last year.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just letting you see how this is movement, but you know what, you're probably right. We're probably going to see a high school combine, and you know, some All-Americans in there pretty soon fishing and grinding on the elite series.
Speaking of the college series, we saw the new decision for the elites for forward-facing sonar. What is the future look like for the rules for the college tournaments? For you know, obviously not talking about the bracket yet, but because I'll use the rules that they use this year. But has there been any conversation about you know, dovetailing those rules that they made for the elites, you know, into the college series in the future?
No, not at this time, to be honest with you. I think right now we're going to stay at status quo and, see how it shakes out. I mean, you know, who knows next year or the year after, whenever it's all fine tuned, I believe everything is still, you know, years away from actually finding out really what works. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you just got to take year by year. And, but right now I think we're going to stick with what we have for the college anglers and the high school anglers.
Well, you know, it's not unprecedented. Of course, college basketball has their three-point line in one spot. The NBA has it in a different. The NFL, they kick extra points from further away than they do in the college game. So it's not unusual to have necessarily different rules between the college level and the top pro levels in other sports. So so I get that as well. Glenn Cal with us here. He handles, he is the tournament director for the Strike King College Series and also for the high school series. But let's talk about the classic that is coming up, the Bassmaster College Classic Bracket presented by Lou's, which will be September 27th through the 30th, so next weekend at Tim's Ford Lake. This is my home lake now, and you know, very interesting to see this come here. How, pull back the curtain a little bit, how is it that Tim's Ford Lake got selected for this event?
Well, you know, I mean, we try to find a beaten place that's kind of a off the mark kind of a lake, mm-hmm. you know, that anglers don't go. There's no tournaments, no college tournaments, no high school events really on that particular body of water. There's some local derbies, and you know that you're local, yeah. But it was really just one of those ones that, I mean, I look at it in year in advance, and I just had my eye set on it, and a few of the other lakes in that area, surrounding area. But Tim's, it just landed on Tim's Ford, and I thought, man, you know, the birthplace of Bill Dance, and
yeah,
I thought, you know, why not, you know, and Winchester, a lot of rich history there, and just anything and everything. So I'm pretty excited about having it. I mean, and I think it's going to be beautiful weather. I think the foliage is going to be good. It's just the scenery is going to be amazing, and I think as a whole, Tim's Ford Lake's going to show out. These kids are going to show you just how good they are. Whether it be a grinding tournament, I mean, sometimes these are usually grinding tournaments, but we're looking forward to it. And Tim's Ford just happened to be the top one of the list. And when they opened us with open arms, we were like, you know what, let's make it happen there. And I thought it would just be a great little iconic place to have to have something like this for bass and the college anglers and Winchester, Tennessee.
About 11,000 acres. It is a Bill Dance signature lake. Now, you know, I know a lot of the guys I've talked to are like, well, we can't handle one of these big tournaments. I'm like, wait a minute, it's eight guys. It's only eight guys. And the typical tournament, there are tournaments every weekend on Tim's, and the typical tournament could have anywhere from 20 boats to maybe 70 boats. We do have the Tim's Ford Classic every year in April that puts 200 boats out there. It's the size of an open, and it's not like we're tripping over each other. So there is a lot of places to go and spread out. Of course, this now is a little bit of a tough time of year. I mean, September in the dirty South is rough, but you know, that topwater bite could be kicking into play, and with the weather starting to cool down now at night, it's going to be interesting to see how these kids do. There is an 18-inch limit for smallies. I think there'll be mixed bags, you know, for these guys as well, but this is a really good test. I mean, we've seen it at lakes like Milford in Kansas, and I think that Tim's is going to be a really good test for these kids.
Well, and I think so too. I mean, and we really want these kids, and they truly are the best of the, you know, the best eight. They've earned their spot to be there, and their work ethic and their homework and how they're going to break it down in 2 days. And then we're going to give them the formats. Pretty much we change it. We don't do a catch, weigh, and release. So we're going to give these college kids 2 full days of competition. So they're going to go, they fish with us their whole college career, fishing 2 days and bringing in the 2 day total weight. So we're going to keep it to that format, keep it 4 day, keep them 2 days for all eight to go head to head to four on the second day. We'll do a weigh and a catch and weigh there on Tim's Ford Marina. And then day two, we'll see who has the four heaviest bag, 2 day total weight. And we'll move them to semifinal Sunday. And that's when we'll go into a bracket format, one a fish, four, two against three. And the two heaviest bags out of that bracket format move on to Championship Monday, and then we'll zero the weights again, and we'll see who can go out there and manage 4 days of fishing just as if they would on the Elite Series.
Yeah.
So it's fish management, it's breaking down the lake, it's going to be maybe some running gun. I've talked to a few people there. Yes, cooler nights right there. It looks like if we can get a little bit of rain there, it looks like we got some rain coming in there that might cool that off a little bit. And but I'm looking forward to it. I think the top water bite in the morning time should be really good, and maybe we can get some good footage on that, and then these kids can go do what they like to do. And, you know, they're good. They're good with their electronics. They're good with their practice and their work ethic. So we're looking forward to a great event. But, yes, I mean, we don't put them on a a little stockpile full of 5 and 10 pounders.
No.
We want them to earn it. You know, we want them to work at it, and this is what they got to do to be the to be and compete with the best in the country on the Elite Series. And you know, I think they're going to fit in fine, and I think that they'll show out and show Tim's Ford that, you know, it may be, maybe, you know, maybe that's the persona that it's going to be tough, but maybe these kids may, maybe it look like, maybe make it look nice. It's not quite as tough. We'll see.
Well,
but I hope we get some good fish catches, and some mixed bags will definitely take place.
My buddy Brandon Lester, who calls Tim's his home lake as well, was on last week talking about it. He thinks there'll be 15, 16, 17-pound bags, you know, which is going to be exciting. The other dynamic is that these guys will all fish as individuals as well, not only Thursday and Friday, or check that Friday and Saturday, but then in the, you know, in the knockout rounds, if you will, when they go head-to-head in the bracket on Sunday and then Monday, and that's something different. They all qualified as teams, so now we break these teams apart, and they fish as 8 individual guys, which is really cool as well. I'll be, by the way, doing my show, my daily show on ESPN Radio in North Alabama and Southern Tennessee. We'll emanate right there from Tim's Ford Marina on Friday from noon to 2. So I'll be excited to be down there with that as well. And FS1 has full coverage, I believe, on Saturday and Sunday, and then Bassmaster Live on Championship Monday. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
All right, so that's going to be tremendous as well. Well, I'll tell you what, Glenn, this is going to be pretty cool stuff. It's been a very, very busy year, but it's really neat to see this coming to Tim's Ford Lake, and I can't wait to see how it all shakes out with this classic bracket.
Yeah, Tim's Ford Marina done a great job, and they opened us up, Winchester, City of Winchester. We're looking forward to it, and obviously when you put great people and great sponsors like that with the Bass Shield, great things happen, so we're looking forward to it.
I'll be doing it from the Hard Dock Cafe down there at Tim Ford Marina, which is really a cool place to hang out as well. Glenn Kell has been our guest. Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you much.
By the way, the teams, the colleges that will be represented there, Emmanuel University, University of South Carolina Union, Adrian College there as well, and, of course, Garrett Smith and Andrew Blanton from Lander University. They were on the show a couple of weeks ago. They won the national championship. All right, we'll get a break in here. We will come back with more right after this. Cody Stahl will join us, coming off his win in the Bassmaster Open at the Upper Mississippi. Next on Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and time now for the Rapala Winners Circle. And speaking of Phoenix Boats, how about Cody Stahl? I mean, a Georgia boy, lives at Eufaula now on the Alabama side, and all he did was go up to the upper Mississippi River and take the win in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open at the Mississippi River, presented by Seven. And he's had an interesting season. He's not going to make the elites. He's going to finish in the top 20, most likely, in the EQ standings. But he's had a very interesting season with a lot of very good finishes. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Cody, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you having me. Doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, congratulations on the win. And what are you running for Phoenix? I understand you run a Phoenix 721. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I like that fast, narrow boat. That's kind of my forte, is fast and nimble.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you were fast and nimble around the upper Mississippi. Tell me, first of all, how a Georgia boy goes to La Crosse, Wisconsin, and fishes water that really is very similar to a lot of southern water. I mean, obviously you did a lot of damage with a frog in this thing, and you were fishing grass and points and all that kind of stuff. But had you ever been up there before, and talk about how, you know, it worked out for you?
Man, honestly, I felt right at home up there. I grew up fishing a lot of river systems, you know, the Chattahoochee, the Flint, the Oconee River. I mean, all these river systems around Georgia. And when I went up there, it's just a big, massive river system. So I felt right at home. I knew what to look for. I knew how to look for it. The only difference between the Mississippi River and the rivers down here is there's a lot more grass. You know, they had duckweed, you know, rice, lily pads, hydrilla, eelgrass. And really, I just utilized my knowledge of current and current flow in river systems, when I was, you know, practicing up there. And I knew going, before I went up there, you know, river systems almost, they change every year. And before I went up there, I did a lot of Google map studying. You know, I probably had 50 to 75 places marked on maps between, you know, just current seams, flows, sand drops, grass, and painted back through the years, I realized how much that river system actually changes. You know, river systems down here only change every so often when we get a flood. Mm-hmm. And other than that, they change, you know, every couple of years. Well, that river, the Mississippi River system, it changes every year. And so pretty much, you know, once I started realizing exactly how much that changed, I pretty much took all those waypoints on Google Earth that I made. I just threw them out the window. You know, I never even put them in my graph because I knew they were pretty much useless. And I was just going to go up there and put the trolling motor down and just figure out all those little bitty secondary and primary current seams that, you know, are hidden from Google Earth or that have changed from Google Earth. And that was, I feel like, one of the big things for me was it takes a lot of time to find sweet spots in a river system like that, especially not being able to utilize Google Earth like anywhere else. Yeah. And knowing that, I picked an area and I settled into it once I knew the quality was around, and I dissected every inch of it. And I feel like a lot of people didn't do that, and that's why some of the stuff that I found, you know, was hidden gems.
Yeah. Cody Stahl with us here coming off his win at the Upper Mississippi out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. And, you know, the buzzword for this season has been about forward-facing sonar. But, you know, you're doing this, a lot of shallow water fish, a lot of frog fish, that kind of stuff. How much did you utilize forward-facing sonar, if at all, in that scenario?
Man, the very first day of practice, I practiced on the upper end of pool eight, and I put the boat in the water, and I put the trolling motor down on some of those deeper current seams. I had my active target two turned on for about 2 hours. And once I knew that this river system is going to be exactly the same as, any other river system, I cut it off in the first 2 hours of practice.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm not doing it. I know how these fish set up. I know what to do. Is I'm going to go trust my gut, and I'm going to fish the way I want to fish. And that was pretty much it. I mean, I never turned it on, the rest of the time I was there. That 12-inch unit stayed off.
Yeah.
And the only time my other graph got cut on was just so I can, navigate using the maps. And the only other sonar I used was my 2D, just to see how deep it was to take off. And that was pretty much it for the graph. Everything else was just by fishing.
That's good old school stuff there. You also used a chatterbait and a swim bait, and they didn't show it in the top lures, but I think you picked up one on a Carolina rig maybe as well. Yep. I saw during that thing. But I want to go back to the frogs for a second. We'll mix a little technique of the week into here as well, because it is frog season all over the country. It's really starting to boom, in the South as well. But you used multiple different frogs, including the Sanford Bates Boom Boom Frog, which is a very interesting looking deal. It's got that little patch of Velcro on it. I want you to talk about that and whether or not you think that that's really makes a difference. And then also mixing in the Sprague Bronze Eye 65 and Spro Bronze Eye King. Those, talking about those frogs as well. What makes you make a decision to change between different frogs?
So it really is just based on the conditions of the mat and the sun and how those fish were reacting. Because there were several different areas that was super pressured frogfish, and there is other areas that almost like never even seen a frog. And, one of those, my key area going for day two and day three was the same place where I caught the big one, and I caught another 4.5-pounder there and several fish. That was an unpressured area. Well, I was actually, come to find out, I didn't know this until the final day when I seen him there, but I was fishing one of the same places Chris Boutry was, and I knew on day one they were pressured. And then on day two also, I knew, I could tell they were getting pressured. Somebody else was fishing it earlier than I was. And so originally on those pressured fish, I was throwing, a pointed nose boom boom frog, and while the sun was out, they really wanted black. For whatever reason, it's normally, the opposite. And during the sun, they want the white. And when it's cloudy, they want the black. Well, for whatever reason, this week at the Mississippi River, when the sun was out, they wanted the black. And when it was cloudy, they wanted the white. And so during the pressured fisheries, when I was fishing those pressured spots, they wanted that that boom boom frog, the black one. And yeah, because I could tell, I felt like Chris was probably throwing a white one, now that I know he's fishing it, that might be one of the reasons why, they wanted the black one. But whenever I would get bit and they would just come up and just roll on it and not suck it under, and you would throw back and they wouldn't eat it, that's when I knew they were pressured. And so I'd pick up that black boom boom frog, and I would get a couple more bites, and they would actually eat it.
Yeah.
And then when I got around fish that were, not messed with at all, I would throw that white one, the white 65, and I felt like I got more bites because they could see it better.
Right.
And then really one kind of sneaky deal that with the King Daddy was I would throw it where everybody else would throw that, 65, but I felt like I would use it to pick apart the thicker areas back in the rice and back in the thicker mats, where it was too thick to be able to actually work a 65 frog. So I would flip you know, that King Daddy back in the thicker stuff, and I would just sit there and dabble it, and eventually they would come up and get it. But you needed that bigger frog to be able to get your line through the rice and actually have a pretty substantial presence inside the mat, mm-hmm. back in that thick stuff. And I feel like, you know, I got a lot more bites because of that. And I caught a couple of key fish, you know, every day doing that. I actually had a couple big misses on it, but that it's a lot of plastic, you know.
Yeah.
With that big frog,
and that boom boom frog, that Velcro patch. You really think that helps out? Is that a gimmick, or is that something you think that actually makes it a little stickier?
All I know is they eat that frog. That's the only thing I know. If they eat it, I'm going to throw it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as they're eating it, that's good. This has been a weird year for you. You were top 20 in the points last year. Of course, top 9 make the elite. You were top 20 in the points last year. This year you come in and you bomb Okeechobee. I mean, you end up 187 at Okeechobee, doing something you thought would work out for you. But then you go on this tear where you're 12th, 20th, 13th, 25th, and it looks like, oh, my gosh, you know, here comes Cody Stahl. And then you struggle at St. Clair, finish in the middle of the pack at Leech, and then win this one at La Crosse. So it's like, you know, in those couple of bad tournaments, if you just had a 70th or 80th place finish, you're solidly in the elites. So it's been kind of an odd season for you.
Yeah, man, it's been a roller coaster. I mean, and honestly, I wouldn't change one bit. I wouldn't even change my 187 at Okeechobee. Yeah. It's crazy to think that you would hear somebody that, you know, has that pretty much cost their elite series berth because of that event, but not want to change it. But what I learned from that event, it was huge. I mean, I knew at that event on day one when I zeroed, the knowledge that I learned on day one when I did zero was going to pay off in a big way for me for my career and what I needed to learn. I mean, it's just insane to think about. I mean, I knew at Okeechobee, the one thing I was missing to feel like I had all the ingredients to make it pro was to be able to go into an area, know that there's fish there, and just absolutely slow down and pick it apart. And that's exactly what, you know, what I learned. I was fishing right next to Andrew Upshaw and Ish Monroe, and those guys are some of the best at it, mm-hmm. at picking an area apart like that when they know they're there. And I was fishing away from the crowd, you know, and we had our little 5-boat group, and I was not getting bit. I hooked probably like 4 fish that day, and I lost every single one of them. But those guys were catching, you know, one every hour and a half, 2 hours. And I knew that I needed to sit there and watch them, because if I was going to make the Elite Series, I needed to know how to survive in an area that I knew was fish there and pick it apart. And so I just sat back, and I mean, I was fishing, obviously. I was trying to catch them. But I was just fishing way too fast, and I was just watching those guys and just seeing them just stick it out and just survive in that one area was huge. And so it ended up like day two, I went back to the same exact area. Instead of, you know, on day one, I was going to pull the plug at 10:30 and go survive. But, I, you know, that's when I told myself if they left, I was leaving. If they didn't leave, then I was staying, because I needed to learn that and needed to watch those guys, you know, do that. And so they never left, so I didn't. Yeah. And so day two, I went back to the same exact area. I didn't go up there to the big field and try and, you know, catch a pretty good limit and get back in it. It's like I wanted to know that I learned what I need. Like, I learned to pick apart an area like that and learn to grind it out and, you know, just catch them when you know they're there and fish dirt slow. I actually got to watch, you know, Ish land that almost 10-pounder. It was, you know, a couple, like, I don't know, 10 foot away from me pretty much.
Well, I'll tell you, you did a great job, and congratulations on a win. We will see you at the Bassmaster Classic in March. Cody Stahl has been our guest. Cody, I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you having me.
All right, thank you. That's Cody Stahl. All right, we'll get a break, and we'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional context such as current weather or water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll even set up a new dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year. It includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. But it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save 10% on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Let's take a look at the Minn Kota quest for the EQ AOI with just one event left on the schedule next month at Lake Hartwell. You know, the new quest series of dual 24-36-volt brushless trolling motors was designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever before, and even an eco mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. So this is how things stand right now. Easton Fothergill has a pretty good grip on the lead in the number one spot with 1,422 points. Cody Meyer is now second. Tucker Smith is third. Emil Wagner is fourth. Andrew Loberg is fifth. Paul Marks is sixth. Dakota Hebert is seventh. Evan Kung is eighth. And get this, the top nine make the elites. Matt Adams and Bo Browning are tied for ninth and 10th with 1,285 points. And even Bobby Bakewell in 11th still has a shot. And former elite Garrett Paquette is in 12th. He needs to have a great tournament and have somebody falter in front of him. And maybe he could still sneak back in to the elites as well. Now, remember, if you missed any of last week's shows, just to click away, Bassmaster.com/radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.